And if we look at your porcelain wall in a bit more detail, is there, could you describe the sort of correspondences between your work and the de Winton collection?
Yes, I mean, this whole exhibition is in fact a sort of conversation between me as a maker of pots and the de Winton collection, and this is one element to the exhibition. The pots I made on this wall are, they're all white, but there are a series of different whites. There are something like 7, 9 different white glazes in that collection of pots. And those different whites pick up one of my real feelings about 18th century porcelain, which is that we've always thought of it, this kind of porcelain, as simply white. But when you look at it and when you handle it, you become aware of the extraordinary subtlety, the sheer variety of different whites there are within this kind of manufacture. So by bringing that out into different glazes, I just wanted to sort of almost focus your eye on the different whites within the collection. But the second thing about it is that on each piece in the wall, there are multiple marks, multiple imprints of different seals. And that picks up on another thing that I really love and feel is significant about the collection, the de Winton collection, which is that de Winton was very focused on decoration and on form, but also on marks, on all the ways in which the pots themselves are owned by the manufacturer, by the designer, by the decorator, by the owners. And so when you pick up a piece of the porcelain from his collection, you get this extraordinary sense of a whole array of different marks, different the marks of all the people who have made it, who have designed it, who have owned it, and then the acquisition marks, of course, of the museum too. So you've got a sort of palimpsest, a kind of peeling back of layers of ownership on the single piece. And I wanted to bring that sense of sort of multiple marking out and put it on my own work.